What do you call the male horse?
We call him a spaniel.
All right. Riding animals are often tall.
We ride animals?
Yeah.
Well, you call them a riding horse or something like that.
Okay. If you didn't know how to ride, you'd say, I have never...
ride a horse before.
If you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell.
Fell off. You had a lot of bad hits.
Do you?
We got too long on this.
I saw it.
Yeah, with it. Doing exactly as long as but he's taking care of it.
Uh-huh.
And we had a couple boys down there. Went over riding and fell off and the horse got over here for a minute. We had to go get it.
Okay, say a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning. Just say, I must have
fallen out.
Okay. The things that you would put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road. What are those called?
Horse shoes.
All right. The parts of a horse's foot that you put the shoes onto would be called what?
Oh.
Okay. The game you play with them is called what? The game that you play with them, of course, with the shoes from the horse.
What you play with?
Yeah. Where you throw them.
Oh, you call it horse shoes.
Okay.
You got some there.
The male sheep is called a what?
Male sheep?
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know what a male sheep calls. He may know.
Because you don't have any sheep around here, do you?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Do you know what a female sheep might be called?
No.
Okay. What is the stuff that comes on them that grows on these sheep, the down on their backs, what's that called?
We call it the wool.
Okay. What's a male hog?
Male hog? We call it a bull.
Okay. What would you call a male that's been altered?
We call it a barra.
Okay. A little one when it's first born is called a what?
Little pig.
Alright. And when it gets older it's called?
A hog.
Alright. What do they have on their back? You skip hairs.
Well, you know, that's what they have on the back.
You've heard of anything that will stiff hairs that come down on a hog's back?
No.
These big teeth that a hog has, what do you call them?
Well, the she hog don't have that.
Right.
It just be the male hog.
Right.
And we call that the tusk.
Okay. Now the thing that you put the food in for a hog would be called what?
Oh, we call it a hog crop.
All right. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild? Like these ones out here in the woods, what are those called?
Oh, you just call them a wild hog.
Okay. Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boy, what would you say you were going to do with him?
Well, alter him.
Alter him?
Take all that in.
Okay. Noise made by a calf when he's being weaned. You say the calf began to...
The thing is, new in holler?
Yeah.
Well, he would move or something, he might miss off from your mama.
Okay.
And he'll holler.
Okay. You saw that anything? Just sort of his hollering?
Just a holler.
All right. A gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time. The cow began to...
move.
All right. A gentle noise that a horse makes. The horse began to...
Well, if he missed something or... You come in there, you call a wicker.
Wicker? And that's the sort of friendly sound he makes?
Yeah! you hear him working in the morning.
Okay. Okay.
You call that wicker?
You got some horses, mules, cows, and so forth. Now when they're getting hungry, you'd have to go out and...
feed them.
Okay. If you were going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, do you have any one name for all of these? What you call all those chickens?
Well, the turkey, we call that turkey. Mm-hmm. Chicken is chicken. And the duck is duck. And the hybrid is seed.
And when you talk about all of them, do you call anything or all of them together?
No, we just call them, chicken yard.
Right.
You go through the chicken.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Well, she's a second.
Good.